small restaurants face unique disadvantages during the pandemic.
Certainly been very challenging.
That's Larry Porter, owner of Porter's Pub in Easton. It's cozy.
We're a small restaurant, capacity-wise. We don't have a lot of seats inside. So, you know, keeping tables 6 feet apart and you know, having to operate at 50% capacity, we're just not able to fit that many people inside.
Porter bought a tent and heaters to offer outdoor dining during the winter. Now they can actually serve more people outside than inside. He says it's been a lifesaver. But then Mother Nature interfered.
We've had a real bad cold snap. We had some icy sleet. So it's been less than ideal.
Restaurant owners in downtown Bethlehem are frustrated, too, after over 2 feet of snow fell during the week. They create special menus to entice customers. Rachel Griffith owns Apollo Grill. She's doing a 3-course meal at a set price with dishes like pork mignon and beef braised ribs. She'll now extend it into next week.
We want as many people as possible to safely enjoy restaurant week. And by cramming it all into 1 week on our end, we just felt that if we can extend it a few more days, why not?
Unlike previous years, businesses have a curbside takeout option for meals and cocktails too. Griffith expects many will go that route, and she says they'll be ready.
Instead of making a reservation to dine in, they're basically making a reservation to dine at home. So, for instance, they'll say that they want to pick their food about 6:30. Well, we'll make sure that their food is ready at 6:30. We take 4 to 5 orders every half hour, and it works out perfectly.
Steve DiDonato, who founded the Lehigh Valley Restaurant Owners Alliance, says he's hearing from a lot of restaurants that are struggling.
Imagine taking away your most profitable quarter of the year and starting up the slowest quarter of the year with no cash whatsoever to get through the next, you know, January, February, March, the slowest months of the year.
He says owners are having a hard time with staffing. Because of COVID, they're not hosting events and they're not seeing the crowds they normally would. Griffith at Apollo Grill in Bethlehem says weekdays are slow.
Where we are feeling the heat the most would be our business lunches and our business travel, because people are traveling for work and people are working from home.
She says she's looking forward to the day when enforcing COVID-19 protocols won't take up all her time.
I was telling a customer yesterday, actually, I said, I can't wait till the day that I actually can just enjoy conversations with customers again.
Porter misses the late night crowd at his Easton pub.
Our license allows us to serve till 2 a.m., but under the governor's orders, we have to close at 10, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
He does say business was decent during restaurant week.
We've had restaurant weeks in the past that have been much, much busier, but I'm still grateful and happy for the business that we've got.
Porter says his loyal customers keep him going. Restaurant week in historic downtown Bethlehem continues through Saturday, and reservations are highly encouraged. Haley O'Brien, WLVR News.